But now we want to move on to the section that Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. And with that, it's coming from first scripture. It's going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verses 1 and 2. It says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Now we, when you're looking at the church, according to the same book in chapter number 3, 10 and 11, if you go over to chapter number 3, 10 and 11, it says, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon." Verse number 11, "For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, from these two particular passages of scriptures, and we have a couple of other verses that we're going to look at, we see that Jesus Christ, the understanding of who he is the foundation or the base on which the church rests. It is the foundation or the base on which the church rests. It is on that knowledge, it is on that understanding that the church not only exists, but it continues. When the church came into existence because it was a group of people that realized that Jesus is God. And the reason why it has withstood all of the testing of time, it is because that testimony continues to be believed in. There are people, there's a remnant, there's a group of people that yet have faith in that teaching. And this is what Paul was trying to get across to the church of Corinth. Now, the church of Corinth was a struggling group of saints, much like we are in the same type of environment today. A group of people that struggle, especially with the environment that they are in. Corinth was a port city. And when I'm saying it was a port city, it was a city where it had a lot of traffic, people coming in and people coming out, especially with the ships and things of that nature. So you had a lot of different beliefs, a lot of different attitudes, if you want to say, persuasions. And Paul was dealing with a group of people that were becoming to get, were starting to get sidetracked by their environment. And that's much like we're dealing with even in today's society. When we look at the church's existence here in the earth right now, you're looking at a group of people that are constantly tempted by the things that are going on around them. Some seems to be positive, some seems to be negative, but at the end of the day, it's all the same. The temptation is still the same. The world wants you to be like them. The world wants you to be like them. The world wants you to think like them. The world wants you to behave like them. And it's important for us to know who we are. We talk about you've been born again. You need to know who you are. You need to know that if you have been born again according to the scriptures, if you repented of sin, you had a mind that want to change, say, "I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to start doing what is right." And you start acting on that. And then you has submitted yourself to the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ by going down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Come up out of that water walking in the newness of life. If you receive the Holy Ghost by calling on the name of Jesus until you were endued with power from on high, evidenced by speaking in other tongues as Jesus Christ gives the utterance. You are the people that Jesus is striving to make sure you stay focused. He doesn't want you to lose focus. You know, the world ain't never had a focus. All they've been focusing on since birth is sin. But he does not want you that have been born again to lose your focus. And the world is overwhelmed with carnality or the flesh, things that pertain to the flesh. But when you come over into Jesus Christ, and when you come over to Jesus Christ, when you come over into holiness, when you come into his church, he strives to get you to focus on things that are long lasting, not the things that are temporary. He wants you to focus on the things that are long lasting. If you go over to 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, really quick. I intend to go there, but it helps support the thought. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number, start at verse number 15.
All our things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many be down to the glory of God.
All right.
For which cause we faint not.
That's right. See how to, and see what the enemy wants you to do in this carnal environment. Those that he has called to live right. Those that he have empowered to live right. You have the Holy Ghost. You got everything you need in order to live right in this world. One writer told you to teaching us to deny ungodliness, that we should live soberly and godly, righteously in this present world. So the Lord has expectation for us. He says, I've done my part. Jesus said, I came down to this earth. I endured all of the things that sin threw at me. And not only endured it, I overcame it. I allowed man to place me up on the cross. I allowed man to open my body up. And I poured out all of the blood that was in that body. You know, the blood represents the life. He poured out all of the blood that was in that body. For what reason? So that you and I could live. What did the blood do? What did the source of life do that was in the body of Jesus? That source of life, it covered our sins, right? That's the truth. It says that you had the remission of sin because of the blood of Jesus. That blood that Jesus shed on the cross allowed you and I an opportunity to pass from death unto life. We don't have to die in sin. We don't have to continue in sin anymore. We can live a clean life. We can live we are free to do right. We don't have to do wrong. Even when wrong comes in our face, we could say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what is right. And only you say, well, Scudder, how can you do this? It is because of the blood of Jesus. This is what Paul was trying to get across. I didn't declare unto you a philosophy or a way of disciplining your body or some man's thoughts. When I came to you, I brought unto you Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, what did he do on the cross? He shed his blood. What did he shed his blood? You were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but you were redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You and I were bought back from sin's habit, sin's control, sin's dominion, sin's penalty because of the blood of Jesus. And we have to have that always in our mind. When enemy attack us, we say, oh, no, I have the blood of Jesus. I don't have it. I'm up under it. That blood of Jesus is covering me. And I don't care who, when you have loved ones, you have children, you have family members that are not up under that blood, they will try to persuade you. They will try to persuade your thinking. They will try to alter the way you think, alter the way you feel, and try to make you think you're less than because you're up under the blood and you're not doing what they're doing. But you got to remember, those that are in sin, they do the things that they're doing because of the nature that is inside of them. You and I, those that have experienced a new birth, Jesus have created us, made us a new creature. old things have passed away. Old ways of thinking, old ways of living, those attitudes, those mind frames, that stuff has to be passed away. Behold, all things are what? New. That's the truth. You should see a change. You show enough saved, you should see a change. You should see a change in how you treat people. You should see a change in how you think. You should see a change in what you do, your behaviors. You should see a change in your goals. Where are you going? When you've been born again, your plan is to go back with Jesus. And I don't want to do anything that's going to interrupt that goal. I don't want to put myself in an environment that's going to put that goal at jeopardy. I want to stay in an environment that helps me to stay spiritually healthy. Y'all understand that? That's the truth, saints. When you say, well, Scudder, what are we fighting so hard for in this city? What are we fighting so hard for in this building? What are we fighting so hard for with the group of people that we have? We're trying to create and maintain an environment that will help you stay spiritually strong. I don't want you to be spiritually weak. There's no reason for you to be spiritually weak when you've got all the tools to stay spiritually strong. We have prayer, and during prayer, you are encouraged to invoke the name of Jesus. We tell you from the time you come in to the time it's time for service to be over with, call on the name. Open up your mouth and call on the name of Jesus. Call him with a sincere heart. Put your mind on Jesus. Deny your flesh. Deny how you're feeling. You say, Elder Scudder, I don't feel well. I'm trying to tell you that is the flesh. Elder Scudder, I'm tired. I'm trying to tell you that is the flesh. This is going on in my body. That's going on in my body. That is the flesh. That stuff has nothing to do with your soul. Your soul is what's going to stand before Jesus, not the flesh, right? Flesh is like grass. And the scriptures say the grass withereth. Huh? We'd be so busy trying to keep the flesh strong. But the Lord told you the flesh is like grass. The grass withereth. Just like the flower, it fadeth away. The only thing that lasts forever is the word of God. That's why we have to have a determined mind to get the word of God embedded in us. Let it become engrafted in our minds. Let it become a part of who we are. Let it affect the way we think, the way we talk, the way we discipline ourselves. We've got to live according to Jesus' word. That's the truth. And that's what the church of Corinth was struggling with. They were struggling so hard because of the things that they were seeing going around them. And that stuff was distracting their mind. Go back over there to where you were at in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Where did you stop off at? Verse number 16. What does it say? That's what the devil is trying to get you to do. He just wants you to give up. Devil just wants you to throw in the towel. He just wants you to say, I'm tired. I just can't take it anymore. I need a break from Jesus. You don't need no break from Jesus. Jesus is your life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have no life. You have to have that fixed in your mind. If you do not have Jesus, you do not have life. Huh? That's the truth. I don't care what people say, what people are doing. Apart from Jesus, there is no life. There's no vacations apart from Jesus. You're not finding no peace outside of Jesus. Scripture done told you there is no peace. Says my God to the wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea whose waters cannot rest. Waters ain't not bringing up nothing but mire and dirt. Y'all, you're tossed to and fro. You are the double-minded. In other words, you don't have a made-up mind. When you have the Holy Ghost, your mind is supposed to be made up. Your mind is supposed to be convicted, convinced that Jesus Christ is God. He is the base of my life. Everything I am rests on Jesus, right? Everything I am rests on Jesus. The Lord's going to heal my body. It's going to be because of him. Not going to be because of no medicine. It's going to be because of Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can heal your body. Lord is going to help your mind. People say, my mind is all over the place. My memory, everything else. I don't know what's going on. Only one that can help your mind is Jesus. Jesus has got to be the base. You got to keep going back, and when stuff is getting off, you got to go back to the base. Go back to the foundation. You got to go back to the base of who you are and say, Lord Jesus, help. Help. Somewhere my bricks got off. somewhere my wall got off balance, and I need you to straighten me up. Fix me up the way I need to be at so that I can withstand all of these attacks that are going on around me. I don't want to faint. I don't want my wall to crumble. Not during the hour of testing. I need my wall to stand strong, right? I need to surely represent Jesus. I need to surely be convinced that where I am and what I am doing is right. That where I am and what I am doing is going to put me where my soul desires to be at. The soul, you know, the soul don't want to die. The soul don't want no death. The soul wants to live. Soul wants to live. That's what it's the soul that takes the body and makes it cough when people try to put cigarettes in it. It's the soul that do that. People say, oh, your body coughing because of your lung. No, it's the soul. Soul is telling your body, don't you put that in there. Don't you put this tool of sin inside of you, but you keep on doing it. You keep on forcing your body till you make it a habit. Huh? You consider in your mind that this is right. Because you get a sense of relaxation from smoking and bringing something into your body that your soul told you in the beginning to let that thing go, to reject that thing. You didn't come out your mother's womb puffing and smoking. Huh? You came out your mother's womb breathing. Huh? That's the truth. Came out your mother's womb breathing. Lord gave you life. He gave you everything that you needed in order to sustain life. He says he lighteth every man that comes into the world. But it's nobody but Satan that creates all of these tools to try to distract you, to try to cause you to faint in your endeavors, in your efforts to obtain eternal life. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. Every time people treat you mean, every time people say all manner of evil things about you, they try to say things to get up under your skin. That devil knows just how to pluck your buttons. He knows just what to say and what to do to irritate you. But you got to realize, what is he trying to do? What is the game plan? What is he trying to get my mind to do? According to the scripture, he wants you to faint. Huh? That's all the devil wants you to do. He wants you to faint. Huh? He wants you to give up. He wants you to fall by the wayside. He wants you to get distracted because of the condition of your body. Don't you realize, why do people faint? Because their body gets tired. The body gets worn out. The mind develops an attitude, I can't take no more. If I go forward one more step, I'm going to die. And the only way I can prevent death is I've got to stop right here. But in the race to life, saints, you cannot faint. You cannot give up. You cannot stop. You got to keep moving forward. Even if you got to crawl, you got to keep moving forward. The writer said, faint not, right? Huh? Writer told you, faint not. Huh? You can't pause. You can't take no breaks. Huh? He said, Elder Scott, oh, evil, but I'm going out of town. You can't take no breaks from Jesus. I don't care where you go. You still got to represent Jesus. You still got to live for Jesus. You still got to walk and govern yourself that you exist on the strong foundation. Remember, other foundations can no man lay. That's nobody but the trick of the devil to make you think that there are other ways to do this. And the proof has already been in your face. The proof has already been shown to you. What you mean the proof? They don't preach what saved me. They don't pray the way I pray. The way I pray, the way that saved me, they don't do it that way. Huh? It's a form of godliness, but it ain't got no power. Huh? And the scripture told you from such, turn away from that stuff. The minute you start bringing that stuff into your mind, it causes you to faint. It causes you to get weary. It causes you to question your mind frame. It causes you to question your faith. The thing that saved you. That's the truth. His message that Jesus Christ and him crucified, that Jesus Christ is God, that saved you. That brought you out of sin. That made sin lose its control over you. Huh? Oh, yeah, sin had control over you. But somebody preaching to you the pure, uncontaminated doctrine of Jesus Christ. I mean, laid it out plain and simple to where you can understand that thing.
to where you can say, well, what is the Lord trying to tell me? It came right out and told you, repent. Huh? You say, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Show the Lord know my heart. No. Lord said, that's not what you heard. That's not what convicted you. You heard that you must stop. Huh? If you don't stop sin, you're going to perish. Huh? Y'all believe that? I believe that. If you don't stop sin, you are going to perish. That word perish, that's not a good word. That means you lose. When something perishes, it's a loss. Huh? When you perish, you lose. You don't win, you lose. If you, but the pure message of Jesus told you and I to repent, meaning to stop sin. Well, Lord Jesus, I need to get this stuff off of me. The pure word told you to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin and to come up out that water walking in the newness of life. Huh? Doing things different than what you did before you went down in the water. Say, I didn't go to church before, but now you've gone down in the water. Church has to be a daily habit. Being around the saints has to become your habit. It has to become your lifestyle, right? Treating people good. Huh? Loving your enemies. Huh? Not overlooking people. Huh? That's got to be your discipline. Not entertaining hatred, huh, and ill will or division for those whom the Lord has brought you around. Huh? He brought you around the saints. And yes, you say, well, all of us are different. Yes, we are. All of us are different. We're not all a pinky. We're not all a big toe. We're not all an earlobe. But we are different parts of the body. And Jesus has fashioned it so. He fashioned it so none of us look the same. Huh? All of us are different, huh? In all of the things that we like and all the things that we care to do. But one thing that brings us together is the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus brings us together. Name of Jesus runs from heart to heart and from breast to breast. Name of Jesus gives us all joy. The name of Jesus gives us all peace of mind, huh? Name of Jesus allows us to work together. So when you say, well, Scott, I have a hard time working with this sister or that brother. Something must be wrong with the name inside of you. You're not allowing the name to work inside of you. Don't you realize the name mends the broken heart? Huh? The name makes the captive free. The name of Jesus does that. It heals all manner of diseases. It forgives all iniquity. The name of Jesus does all of that. That's why it's got to be the base. It's got to be the foundation on which you build your house, right? That's true. For this cause, we faint not. Huh? Keep going.
We faint not, but though our outward man.
That's the truth. Don't you understand this? That's the truth. I got it fixed in my mind. Yeah, this outward man, every now and then it cuts up. I'm talking about that body. This body cuts up every now and then. Pains come from anywhere. And I don't care how hard you pray. I don't care how much you fast. I don't care how much you put your mind on Jesus. Pain just sits there. But the Lord wants to see, what are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do in the midst of your sickness? What are you going to do in the midst of your affliction? Are you still going to put your mind on Jesus? Are you going to have it fixed that Jesus is the answer? No matter what, I still got to glorify Jesus. In other words, that word glorify means he got to be exhausted. He got to be lifted up. Huh? In other words, I can't entertain what I'm going through. I got to lift up Jesus higher. Huh? That's the truth. I heard somebody say their hands was hurting. That's why you got to, that being that enemy was trying to attack your body. That enemy don't want you to glorify Jesus with the tools that Jesus gave you. But you got to go beyond. How you feel. You know, as the song we say, just forget about yourself and concentrate on Jesus. Huh? Forget about yourself. Forget about what you're going through. Forget about how you feel and concentrate on Jesus. Let the Lord do something wonderful in your life. Let the Lord do something marvelous in your life. He can work a mighty wonder if you put your mind on Jesus. Huh? We got endless witnesses all throughout the gospel message where Jesus came in contact with different people that had all kind of conditions in their body. But once they got in contact with Jesus, Jesus healed them. He made them whole. He fixed their problem. And if he did it for them, he'll do it for you. But you got to do what they did. What did they do? They put their mind on Jesus. Huh? They put their mind on the Lord, right? And the Lord did something for them. They said, Lord, you be glorified. Huh? Come on, we ought to be thinking that way. Lord Jesus, you be glorified. No matter what I'm going through, Jesus, you get the glory out of it. Huh? Yeah, it hurt, but Jesus, you get the glory out of it. Huh? Jesus, you made me who I am. You knew I was going to be going through this at this hour, this day of the week. But I want you to be glorified. I don't want to glorify my condition above me glorifying you. Huh? That's the truth. Now, come on, you had that fixed in your mind? I'm trying to teach you how to be spiritual. I'm trying to teach you how to go above the carnal mind. You got to say within yourself, Jesus, you be glorified. It's not what I want. It's not how I think. But I want you to get the glory out of my life. I realize you are the one that made me. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he. Huh? It is he that has made us. And not we ourselves. The doctors didn't make me. Huh? The medicine is not who I am. That are those pills that are on your dresser, that is not who I am. Jesus made me for his glory. Huh? My job does not represent who I am. Jesus made me for his glory, right? Y'all believe that? I believe it. I believe it. I'm convinced that Jesus made me for his glory. And he's telling me, do not faint. Though this outward man, huh? What's going to happen to this outward man? Y'all understand this? The outward man is going back to the dust. Huh? Come on. I know you go to the doctors to try to preserve it, but Jesus done told you the outward man is going back to the dirt. Huh? But what should I focus on, Jesus? You need to focus on your soul. Huh? You need to focus on your soul. What are you doing right now to help your soul? Huh? Wherever you at in the earth, whenever your ears hear this message, you should ask yourself this question. What am I doing to help my soul right now? Huh? Come on, saints. You got to think on it. You got to think on it because you got to be soul focused. You can't be focused on the flesh. Why? Because the outward man, it perishes. Huh? If the outward man is perishing, what is left? Nothing is left but the soul. And Jesus said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Huh? Come on, but you got to have it fixed in your mind. Jesus, I don't want to die. Now when you came that I might have life, I do not want to die. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Jesus, I want to live. That means your soul got to cry out. Jesus, I want to live. Huh? Soul got to cry out. Jesus, I want to live. Huh? And the Lord said, I don't put life in my name. Didn't Jesus say that? I put life in his name. Don't you realize that the life is in the name of Jesus? That means if the soul want to live, the soul got to cry out Jesus. Come on. All during the day, soul got to cry out Jesus. Huh? Oh, yes, it does. Even when things are not going right, soul has got to cry out Jesus. You got to get out of your body crying Jesus. And you got to let your soul cry out Jesus. Why? Because your soul got to be saved. Huh? If your soul ain't got no Jesus, it's not going to be saved. Huh? Your soul is going to perish. Huh? With all of the other ungodly people. With all of the other ungodly folk. With all of the unbelievers, the murderers, the whoremongers, the idolaters, the adulterers. All of those witchcraft people, all of those people that do not want to serve the Lord. That's where your soul is going. Huh? Your soul is going right with them. With all of the knowledge that you have. With all of the Jesus that you know about. Your soul is going right with them. Why is my soul going? Because it hasn't gotten born again. It's not alive. Your soul doesn't have no life. Without Jesus, you don't have no life. Therefore, your soul has got to cry out, Jesus, with the purpose of living, right? Soul has got to cry out, Jesus, with the purpose of living, with the objective of living. I thank the Lord one day the Lord woke up my mind. Huh? Oh, yes, he did. He woke up my mind December the 18th, 1987. He woke up my mind, gave me a mind to cry out from my soul. I mean, cry out from that inner man. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Realizing that it wasn't just a name, but it was my life. Huh? That name got to be your life. That name has got to be the reason why you move, why you are existing. Scripture says, in him we live, move, and have our being. In other words, that name has got to be your life. And that name has got to maintain being your life. Say, Elder Scott, Lord bless you. Me see 46 years this week. The only way I've been running this way and going through all I've gone through is because I've had it fixed in my mind that the only way my soul could live is it had to have Jesus. And I don't care how much I get tired. I don't care how much I get weary. I don't care how much people do to me. I don't care how much people say about me. I don't care how mean people are to me. I still got to get it fixed in my mind that Jesus is my life. In other words, the only way I'm going to get beyond all that stuff, the only way I'm going to get through all that stuff is I got to keep on calling on the name of Jesus. Why? Because his name sustains me. His name gives me the strength just to move a little bit further. Huh? If you ain't got that name, you're going to faint. You're going to fall by the wayside. You're going to start talking foolish. You're going to start talking ungodly. You're going to start thinking carnally. Huh? You're going to start letting the world govern your thoughts. You're going to start letting the world plan your life out. Huh? I feel sorry for you when you let the world plan for you. That's the last thing a saint should be doing, is letting the ungodly make plans for you. Huh? You are the righteous. Huh? Lord called you out from among them. He told you to be separate. Huh? Touch not the unclean thing. In other words, the world can't plan for me. World don't know where I'm going. World don't understand where I'm going. They ain't got the hope that I got, right? That's the truth. But the minute you start letting that carnal spirit overtake your thoughts, you'll be thinking what they're saying sounds mighty good. What they're planning for me is going to allow me to go forward in life. And you just throw Jesus right to the side. Huh? Oh, yeah, you throw him right to the side. All of that hard work he did to redeem you. Huh? Come on, you weren't redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Jesus. Huh? We didn't come to you with excellency of speech when we declared unto you the testimonies of God, but we determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Crucified means the blood of Jesus. That's why when stuff get hard in your body and in your life, you need to be somewhere pleading the blood of Jesus. You need to say, Lord Jesus, please, Lord, let your blood prevail against this stuff. Lord Jesus, I don't want to perish. I don't want to faint. I don't want to get weary. I don't want to get distracted. Let your blood prevail, Lord Jesus. Let your blood be stronger than this thing that's trying to captivate my mind. Let your blood be stronger than that thing that's trying to distract me. Let your blood be stronger than that thing that's trying to weaken and dampen my faith, right? That's true. Let your blood be stronger. Oh, the blood's got the power. Blood got the power, saints. Huh? I don't care where you are at. The blood has got the power. Huh? I was listening to sisters early this week, talking about her sisters and family members saying all kind of ungodly things. Yeah, I know after you hear it, that stuff will wear your mind out. But somewhere you got to come back to your senses and remember who you are and what worked in your life and realize the blood has got the power. I don't care how strong that devil try to show himself. That devil be strong. He'll stand up in your face and cuss you out. He'll stand up in your face and tell you your God is not real. He'll stand up in your face and tell your God ain't got no power. But you got to stand there just like Elijah and say, call on your God. Who is your God? Call on your God. The God that answers by fire. Let him be God. See, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive Jesus with fire. Nobody ain't got to tell you about no fire. You receive the Holy Ghost with fire. Therefore, after the devil start attacking you, you get to yourself and call on the name of Jesus. And don't stop calling him till he answer by fire, right? Don't you stop calling on Jesus till he answer by fire. How you know he's going to answer by fire? Fire move you. Meaning the Lord will quicken your mortal body. He will change your attitude from wrong to right, right? He'll correct every wrong thought, every ungodly way. Lord will move that stuff right on out the way. See, bring you back to your senses. He'll restore peace back into your mind. That's the truth, saints. Don't let the devil steal your peace. Don't you let the devil steal your joy. You ought to feel just like you felt when you received the Holy Ghost. Don't you accept nothing less. I don't care what's going on in your body. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's why I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost gives you joy. Holy Ghost gives you the ability to go beyond how you feel. Who's doing for you? Nobody but Jesus. Jesus does this for me because I put my mind on him. He answers by fire. We don't serve a weak God. He's got the power. He's got the authority, right? Jesus has the authority. That's why you can't back up when the enemy trying to make you feel down. When the enemy might try to make you feel like you're against the rope. You need to put your mind on Jesus and say, Jesus, I know you got the power. Anybody can do it, Lord. I know you got the power. Look at me. Jesus got the power. He gave you the ability to do when you don't even feel like doing it. Why? Because he has the power, right? I'd be a fool not to believe Jesus. I'd be a fool not to believe the Lord. Enemy just try to make you think that the Lord is weak. But the Lord ain't got no power. Lord got all the power. Ain't nothing weak about Jesus. When the day he filled me with the Holy Ghost and fire. Fire got up in my bones. Just like it did in Jeremiah. It quickened my mortal body. Lord moved all on my body. He loosed my tongue. I began to speak in tongues as Jesus gave the utterance. Began to glorify and magnify Jesus for who he is, for what he was doing in my life. The Lord ain't lost no power. The Lord ain't lost no authority. It is us. It is us that have gotten sidetracked. It is us that have gone back and entertained things that the Lord said, I pulled you out of that. I called you out of that. Called you and brought you out of gross darkness into what the marvelous light. Now that's the truth. Lord called us out of gross darkness and brought us into the marvelous light. And he told you to walk in. He didn't tell you to faint. He said walk in. When the Lord show you the light, walk in the light. Why? Because Jesus is the light. Have fellowship with who? With one another. Something wrong with your salvation. If you have a problem with your brother and sister and can't get past that thing. Don't let that bad spirit in them control you. Love them no matter what. Say, I'm going to love you because I got Jesus. I'm going to say praise the Lord to you because I got Jesus. Now, if you don't want to praise the Lord with me, that's you. You're going to have to give an account for that attitude. You're going to have to give an answer for Jesus. On that great day when you stand before him. Because you didn't want to deny your flesh, right? Lord gave you the power to overcome that stuff. Come on, this hour, man, it perished. Lord is telling you that from the beginning. We faint not, even though this outward man perish. Yet that inward man. This is what I'm trying to tell you. When you're down there on your knees, call Jesus from that inward man. Open up your mouth and call Jesus. from that inwardness. Stop playing with your fingers. Stop wondering what's going on around you. And say, my soul, my inner man needs to be saved. Why? Because if I die, my body's going to be buried in the earth. But my soul is going to hell. And I don't want my soul to go to hell. Not when Jesus made a way for me to be free from it. Why go to hell? Songwriter said, why will you die, right? Why die and go to hell when Jesus made a way for you to get out of it? I'm so glad I got a mind to call on the name of Jesus. Not from the outward man, but from that inner man. Come on, the outward man, yes, it perishes. It gets tired. It gets weary. But you get your mind on Jesus. You get your mind on Jesus. You say, Elder Scott, my knees is aching. I can't get down there. Get up off your knees then. Sit in that chair and put your mind on Jesus. Put your mind on Jesus. Say, Elder Scott, I'm sitting in this seat and I'm falling asleep. Stand up. Stand up. Let the Lord know I need to be focused on my soul. Let Jesus know. Jesus, I know you see me. When I ain't worried about nobody else looking at me. The eyes of the Lord are fixed on me. And I know the Lord sees me. And I want the Lord to see my soul needs you, Jesus. I'm crying out for my soul. Not my body, but my soul say yes, right? Not my body. My soul say yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. My soul say yes. Come on, saints, is that the truth? You gotta cry out from that enemy. Say, God, what was different about the day of Pentecost than all them other days of prayer? That day they cried out from the enemy. That's the only thing I can conclude. On the other days they were crying out, they were putting forth bodily exercise. But they got to get past all of that. You need to cry out from the inner man. That inner man's got to call on Jesus, right? And I can't put that inside of you. I can't want that for you. Bad as I want you to be saved. I can't put that inside of you. I can encourage you. I can send you text messages. I can send you voice messages. I can bring you in the office and talk to you. I can walk around the church and talk to you. I can go to McDonald's and talk to you. But at the end of the day, it's your soul. Your soul got to cry home. Your soul got to say, Jesus, I want to be saved. No matter who don't want it, I want it, Lord Jesus. No matter who don't believe in it, I believe in it, Jesus. No matter who don't want to go back with you, I want to go back with you. See, the world be trying to embed all that foolish stuff in your mind. Y'all been saying this for years. How many years y'all been talking about Jesus coming and he still ain't came? But you the fool. You are the fool. Why are you the fool? Because you don't realize the Lord has appointed your day. In other words, he set your day. And you not going to pay. Right, I told you man dieth. And wasteth away. Yea, man, giveth up the ghost and where? That let me know I'm going somewhere, right? Where is he, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
You ain't going back with Jesus you ain't prepared for. We ain't going back with Jesus you ain't planning to go back with the Lord. Your mind is on carnal stuff. That's all your mind is on, carnal things. Ain't got nothing to do with your soul. You so busy, you get such attitudes. Because of carnal stuff. You ask folk, what's wrong with you? I ain't bothering with them. Because he's in them, they just ain't right. What'd they do? Did they stop you from praying? Did they stop you from fasting? Did they stop you from studying the word? Did they stop you from singing about Jesus? No, they ain't do none of that. Well, what in the devil did they do then? Something carnal. And you upset because you carnal. They did something to you carnal and you upset because you carnal. Don't you know to be carnally minded is death? Huh? Jesus didn't say it could be death. He said it's death. It's a certain. You're going to die because of your carnal thinking. You're going to lift up your eyes in hell because of your carnal attitude. Because of your carnal mind frame. Huh? I'm trying to tell you. You got to understand this stuff. You got to get it fixed in your mind. Say, Elder Scott, what do you got to say to the lesbians and the gays? They need to be born again. Huh? What do you got to say to those that are out there committing adultery? They need to be born again. What about those that are fornicating? They got to be born again. The drunk, he got to be born again. The cigarette smoker, he's got to be born again. Huh? What about that preacher? He's got to be born again. Huh? Well, he's preaching Jesus, but has he been born again? What about that choir member? They need to be born again. Huh? But they up there singing about Jesus. They still got to be born again. Born again of both what? Water and spirit, right? Lord says, if any man have not the spirit of Christ. Huh? Do y'all believe that? Huh? I understand that. See, folks can go around skipping and jumping around, huh, and walking around and you know, hopping around. But you better make sure your soul got the Holy Ghost. And I mean got the Holy Ghost for real. Huh? And I ain't talking about it when you received it 20 years ago. What are you doing to maintain life right now? Huh? Something wrong when it's not part of your church's daily practice to call on Jesus. Something is wrong where you are. It's not right. So we have prayer. What are you praying? Well, the pastor gets up there and he prays for the people. You know, you need to call on Jesus. How did you get the Holy Ghost? Huh? You got the Holy Ghost by calling on Jesus. Now, the only way you're going to keep the Holy Ghost is you got to call on Jesus. Remember, his name is life.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
You get attacked by death all day long. Jesus. Don't you realize when you're on your job, when you're in your neighborhood, every time people talking to you, every time you see stuff, they're trying to attack you with death. As I always remember my wife telling you all that stuff was going on next door, that wasn't nothing but pure death.
Yes.
It was death trying to attack our minds.
Lord,
and that devil was bold. I mean, they had a whole DJ station right beside my porch.
Yeah.
And the devil was bold saying, I'm going to show you that I'm not going to even give you room to say anything where you can say it with authority because they're not on your space. And I say, wow, this is deep. I go outside, whole DJ booth. They just drinking down and shaking and everything else. And they was on that side. So according to the world standard, they had every right to do it. Had the boom box, like, and it was making my windows shake. Huh? We come in, and I saw certain, the music had to be way down the street in the middle of the block. My wife said, oh, they probably in the middle of the block having a block party. But I go outside the door, they right beside my door. I mean, just shaking and lights flashing from all the things. And I just said, Jesus, huh? That's what I'm trying to tell you. The devil is real. He means to make you faint, to make you get distracted and discouraged. And so I sat by there long enough. My wife, you know, she does her things to keep her mind on Jesus. But that wasn't helping me. She turned the gospel music up, and all I kept hearing was this beat, and that beat, this beat, and that. I said, I can't take you. And she said, what's wrong? I said, I'm going upstairs. And I went upstairs on the third floor. I said, well, let me lay down. And I said, later, I still was hearing the music. I said, no, this is not it. So I went and I said, well, let me go on in here and make another recording from Bishop Johnson's messages. And I just sat there and I listened to it. And that thing was helping my mind. And the message Bishop was preaching on, it was true. He said, spiritual independence. I said, amen, Lord Jesus. In other words, I ain't got no reason to be bound. I'm free. They bound, but I'm free. And that devil trying to make me think that because they doing that, they going to control me. No, I can keep my mind on Jesus, and I'm going to be all right. Huh? That's the truth, saint. That's why I'm trying to tell you. The devil can cuss you out. The devil can make all kind of threats against you, but don't forget who you are. You have Jesus. Jesus, I'm more than the whole world against you. Jesus said that. Line them up on the other side of the street. Jesus said, I'm greater than all of them. In other words, the Lord got greater power than all of them. And I just need to trust him. I need to trust the Lord. Lord, keep my mind on you. Huh? Don't fight the devil. I could have went out there and said, you in front of my property, because they were. They made camp right in front of my gate. And then as I looked on my little camera, they started moving further and further to where you thought the party was at my house too. But the devil wouldn't allow them to get so far because they stopped right there. And I said, Jesus, let the testimony be true. I don't want people to think that I'm outside with them. So he ain't letting not one of them come on my porch. He did not let one of them stand on my porch nor sit on my step. Ain't nobody do that but Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord will keep a hedge of protection around about you. The Lord says that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about them that fear him. And the Lord knows I respect him. So therefore he allows his helpers, the people that Jesus let these angelic spirits be right there to help me. In other words, safeguard me. Then allow that devil to come on my property and do none of that stuff. And then the Lord knew I didn't want no evidence of that stuff in my yard and on my step. He cleaned it up like it was never there. Nobody did that for me but Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, saints, nobody do these things but Jesus for you. But what does the enemy want you to do? He wants you to faint. Huh? He wants you to think because he's attacking your outward man that you losing this battle. No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't care what the enemy do to your body. You're not losing. It's all you gotta do is just keep your mind stayed on the Lord Jesus. Let the Lord know that you understand that Jesus, when you saved me, you saved my soul. Let the Lord know that you understand, Jesus, I know that this body is going back to the dirt. Huh? And I don't care how much I take care of it, it's going back to the dirt. Jesus said this outward man perishes. Huh? But this inward man. See, this is why you got to have a prayer life. And I mean an effective prayer life. A prayer life that works. Huh? You say, oh, Scott, I pray. Well, I shouldn't hear what I'm hearing come out of your mouth. Not if your prayer life is working. I shouldn't hear what I'm hearing come out of your mouth. Well, what do you mean? That's not like Jesus. That don't sound like the Lord. That don't look like the Lord, right? I don't look like the Lord. It don't sound like Jesus. I know you ain't get the Holy Ghost with that kind of attitude. You ain't get the Holy Ghost with that kind of attitude. I know that. Say, yes, I did. I thought I've always thought this way, but you don't have no Holy Ghost then. How you gonna tell me what the Lord did? The proof is in the pudding, huh? Lord said, you know a tree by the fruit that it bears, huh? A fountain don't bring forth both sweet and bitter, huh? It's either one or the other. Do y'all have that rule fixed in your mind? Holy Ghost in me is not going to have me being bitter. Huh? You say, oh, but anything, you don't understand. It's not for me to understand. You need to understand. The Holy Ghost is not going to have you behaving like that. Well, yeah, but I'm trying to tell you, well, how did you get the Holy Ghost in the beginning? Well, I got it calling on Jesus. Well, the only way you're going to fix that stuff that's going on in your head is you need to go back to the altar and ask the Lord Jesus to let the fire fall again and consume. In other words, sop up, burn up everything that's not like you. Everybody that got this hope script, say, purifies themselves. Why? Because Jesus is pure. In him is no sin at all, right? He came to destroy all the works of the devil. Sometimes I think we just create laboratories for the devil to work. We just create little workshops for the devil to work. We give him all kind of tools. We say, devil, set up camp right here. Set up camp right here in this space of my mind and do what you need to do. And we don't even realize you're feeding it. You're feeding all of that ungodliness. What do you mean I'm feeding it? By who you're talking to? Who you're in, what you're watching on television, the conversations that you're having, huh? The stuff you let ponder in your mind, If that stuff is not like Jesus, ain't nobody left but the devil. If it's not Jesus, it's got to be Satan.
I got to do something with this stuff. I got to say, no. This stuff don't belong in me. Why? Because I'm trying to go back with Jesus when he comes. Read a little bit more, then I'm going to let y'all go. My time is done. So when do I need to renew this inward man? I need to do this every day, saints. Huh? When is the devil attacking you? So that means your inward man need to be renewed. When? Huh? Now, if you ain't under no attack, I guess this scripture don't apply to you. And I feel sorry for you if you can't even see the devil that's attacking you. One thing I know about the devil, he wants you. And if he really, really wants you, he going to attack you whenever he can attack you. Huh? He ain't going to take no break. Any way he can get to you, he going to get to you. Any way he can get up under your skin. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, he's going to attack you any way he can. That's why I'm trying to tell you that inward man has to be renewed every day. Huh? We ain't got no service on Monday. Thank the Lord. We get a little break. That inward man better not get no break. You better renew that inward man. You better be somewhere in the corner of your home calling on Jesus. Because that devil is going to attack you. You may already have lost. And you just don't even know it. You might have already lost that battle. And you don't even know it. Huh? That's true. Saints have already lost the battle. When you start doing stuff that's not like Jesus and you can't pick up on that stuff, you've already lost. Every 5 minutes, I got to keep coming behind you saying, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't look like this. That means you've already lost. Only thing that is here is your body. But your mind has already been captivated by Satan. He's calling the shots.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, just God, I don't want my soul to be lost. Well, you better get down on your knees and cry out to Jesus and ask the Lord to renew that what? That inward man. That inward man is the soul. Keep going. Did you finish it all? What does the Lord call this stuff? My foot is just a light affliction. Now, it done gone back up and cutting up again.
It's
all right. That's all right. I'm trying to tell you the power of the Lord. I'm okay. Because the Lord done showed me his power. Huh? He done showed me his authority over this here foot. Huh? And the Lord called this here foot what? A light. Huh? What did the Lord call it? How long is it going to last? Now, why would you lose your soul for something that's only going to be bothering you for what? Why would you give up eternal life for something that's going to irritate you just for when? As long and as horrible as the cross of Christ was, it still was just a what? And the writer said, for the joy that was set before him, he went through it. He went through all of the spitting, all of the whips, all of the crowns of thorns. Why? Because he knew that didn't represent his the totality of his life. Jesus could see beyond the thorns. He could see beyond the cross. What could he see? He saw, I'm going to move a stone one day. They're going to put my body in the grave. And I'm going to move a stone out of the way. Huh? Death is not going to be able to keep my body there. Huh? He could see that afar off, right? But he could have never got there if he didn't go through. I'm trying to tell you, you're not going to know what it's like to be caught up in the rapture if you give up right now. If you let the devil fool you out of your salvation right now, you'll never know what it's like for the Lord to change you in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You'll never know what it's like for the Lord to bring you out of this body and bring you into a brand new body. You'll never know what it's like to never shed another tear. Huh? To never experience pain no more. When you go to hell, you're going to be in pain for the rest of your existence. But if you go back with Jesus, you will experience pain no more. No more sorrow. Huh? So why would I let something that's only lasting for how long? Do y'all got that? Do y'all understand that, saints? This stuff that you're going through is only going to bother you for how long? It doesn't represent who you are, the totality of your life. It's only a moment in your existence. Keep on living and see whatever. What has the Lord got past this? This is what I'm with. I'm looking to see what does the Lord have past this pain in my foot? And I'm feeling kind of motivated, you know. We're trying to change my little diet, and I'm doing all right. My wife was, she fixed a little vegetarian little dish last night. And she said, oh, I need to ask. I said, no, leave it just like you did it. I said, it was good to me. She said, no, but I said, no, it was good to me. And if this is what's going to allow me to improve the quality of my life, I need to change the way I think. Huh? Do y'all understand this? I don't have to worry about nobody else. I need to change the way I think. Why? Because at the end of the day, who's got the pain? Huh? And I know this is only going to last for a what? But I don't want it to come back again. Huh? Lord said, this, if the doctor say, Stephen, you could avoid this. You are you serious? Meaning I ain't got to feel like this no more. You ain't got to feel like this no more, Stephen. If you just stop doing this, well, A, then that means Stephen got to govern himself with some wisdom then. I got to act like I got a brain. Like I can understand stuff, right? The fool keep going back, going over the same thing over and over again. That's the insane person. You know, they say insanity, a person keeps doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And you keep getting the same exact results. Huh? I feel sorry for you. How many of you have been cheating and running around these folk land from bed to bed, thinking that that was going to be the moment? Surely, I'm going to be all right tonight. And then you be back at it again. Another frying pan upside your head. You running down the street again. Somebody scratched you all up. Huh? Then another body walk down the street. You say, whoa, this is going to be different. Same results. Now you got the whole neighborhood know who you are. Whole neighborhood hate you. Whole neighborhood call you a gigolo. Huh? Huh? You done made a name for yourself. We talk about the women making names. The men, that's a whole other lesson. But men make worse names than the women do. They make worse names than the women do. We look down on the women because they do certain things and act like when men do it, it's a crown or it's a reward. But you're just as dirty as the women are. It's the women you look down on. Writer said that those that lay with a harlot, you become one flesh. Well, in the eyesight of Jesus. Now, you may look at yourself as though you, who shot Johnny? Wilt Chamberlain was not known for all the stuff he did in sports, but for how many women he slept with. And what did that gain him? Not one. He is still in hell. He's in hell with the person that didn't do the things that he did. So what does it profit you to gain this stuff? And didn't do what? Isn't that something? Something to think about. Did you finish reading that, baby?
Right, but for a moment, working for us are far more exceeding.
That's right. That's what you got to let this stuff keep on working, saints. Mm-hmm. Work that inward man. Work that inward man. Why? Because it does what?
What did you? It, working for us are far more
exceeding eternal. Eternal. Not temporary, but an eternal weight of what? Glory. Keep going.
While we look not at the things which are seen. But at the things
which are
not seen.
Yeah.
For the things which are
seen are what? Look, and when you look in that mirror, remember that when you look in that mirror at yourself. Say, I'm only what?
Temporal. But the things which are not seen.
Can you see your soul?
No.
But you know it's real. You know your soul exists. You know your soul is real. Mm-hmm. It's your soul that feels this stuff that's going on. You say, I just feel like I want to cry. That's the soul. I just want to. My wife sometimes says, this feels like singing. I said, don't let the enemy make you stop. If you got a mind to do it, go on out there and do it. Open your mouth up and sing. Why? Because it's her soul that wants to do it. Body tries to tell her, you can't do it. You're not feeling well. Your throat, you sound out. Nah, it's that soul. And the Lord told you, let your soul glorify me, right? Not the body. Let your soul do what? Glorify the Lord Jesus. He made that body for his glory, right? Is that all of it? All right. Say, trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. Remember the foundations that the Lord laid in your life. His name is your foundation. His name is your basis. Always remember, you need to go back to the basics. Every now and then you get off track. Go back where? To the basics. Tear that wall down and build it back up like it needs to be built up. You do not need that wall to faint. When the enemy senses weakness, he will attack you harder. When he senses that you're not sure about your position, he sees that you're easily moved, easily persuaded. Huh? If he sees that people get up under your skin, why would he stop attacking you right there? Because he sees that it's what? It's working. But I'm trying, well, Scott, how can I strengthen that stuff? Lord told you, you can't go to the gym to fix this. You can't ask the doctor for some medicine. It is renewed by the what? The inward man. You need to condition your thinking. You need to condition the quality of your thought life. Let this mind be in you. Huh? Set your affections on what? Things above. So keep that thought before yourself, saints. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you might not see.